This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Pete Moore. Pete helps entrepreneurs transform their frustrations into freedoms by using a variety of frameworks that help them cut through the chaos and overwhelm of running a business. He's refined his tips, tools, and techniques within his own businesses and loves sharing them so others can live the life they deserve as business leaders. Thanks so much for joining me today, Pete.
Diane, it's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
I am too, very much. And I really, I want to cut to the chase because you've got these five P's of business and I want to make sure that we hit them. So let's rock and roll with the first one. What is
awesome.
The first one?
Well, I'll outline the five first and then we can dig into them, So okay. The five P's, I call it turning your frustrations into freedoms. And it's through these five P's or, you own your business. It shouldn't own you. A lot of business owners are overwhelmed, overworked, all this kind of stuff. And if you structure these five P's in a way that makes sense, then it's going to relieve a lot of the frustration for not only for you as the owner or manager of the business, but for your entire team. And that, so the five P's are understanding your promise, aligning your product, aligning your process, aligning your people to that promise so that you can enjoy the right amount of profit. So those are the five P's.
Very interesting. Now I'm really curious about this. Promise. Who are you promising to?
You're promising to everybody.
Aha.
So the promise, basically it starts with this idea, when you're working your promise, it's like, what's your client's problem? So there's another P, but what's your client's problem? And for you to understand truly what that is the most important piece for you to have a successful business. Because when you understand what problem they're facing, because everybody buys a better life. Doesn't matter when you're ready to put your money down, whether you're buying a steak for supper or whether you're buying, gym memberships and you're pumping weights to look better, everybody's buying, or whether you're buying your next vacation because you want the freedom of going away. It doesn't matter. You're always buying a better future. So understanding what the problem is that you can address, you can uniquely address. Okay. So that person can live a better life. That's the that's the whole premise here of what we're trying to do with your business. And a lot of people, especially through the last couple of years, have had to rejig their business. They've had to hone some different things and change some things around, and they've lost sight of maybe the promise, or they haven't updated their promise to the new reality of what they're doing with their businesses. So it's like this gut check of going back and understanding your promise, really understanding, am I still addressing the problems for those of us that have been in business for a while? Am I still addressing the problem that we originally had, or has it changed? And have I changed and aligned the product, the process, and the people in order to give that customer a better life? Because all of these other things have to align with that. And if that's where we start, and if that's out of alignment, then that's a big problem. And that's the clients that I'm working with, the entrepreneurs that I'm working with, are going back and reassessing some of that. And I'm not saying they have to make wholesale changes. They don't, but they have to do some tweaking quite often in order to accommodate for things that have changed over the last few years.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that was going to be one of my questions, actually. What have you noticed that is different, you know, since the pandemic, if anything?
Oh my gosh. Like, so I'm a retail owner as well. So we own some shoe stores. So much has changed there. I mean, I do a lot of coaching and I spend most of my time coaching, but we still own Shoetopia here in Canada, a couple of shoe stores. And so much has changed there. It doesn't matter what industry. So many different things on how we deliver our goods and service, what's being delivered to us as far as that goes, the actual assortments of our products and services within our businesses. Just think of where you were in 2019, where you are now. And if you haven't, you know, aligned and manipulated a little bit around that promise, and if you haven't asked and listened to your customers, are those things that you were delivering back then still relevant today? Then you've got some homework to do. And that's step one. That's where you start. And you're starting to work this up and you're starting to think, you know, we do need a little bit of work there. And well, don't just think about it, do it. Sit down, do the homework, align those different things so that we can start talking about what new products do we need to do? What new processes do we need to add? And what new people do we need to have on board in order to have a better business?
Okay. So, thank you for that. It seems to me that you're also making a promise to your people.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So what does that look like?
Well, I mean, we take it to the people portion. You know, I divide people in three different segments. And, you know, I look at that and say, okay, well, we've got our ideal customer, and I'm sure everybody's done ideal customers and avatars and stuff like that as sort of workouts and things like that. So working and understanding who your ideal customer is, because that may have changed over the last little while too. And who the other people, the other two components, one is your ideal team member. Who's the ideal team member to help you deliver your promise, right? And understanding that, who's the best ever team member you've ever had? Write it down, you know, on a sheet of paper. Take a vertical line and just your worst ever team member, your best ever team member. Just brainstorm those things down so that it gives you the alignment that you need for your next hire, for the next people, for all, like, how are those people delivering the promise? Because if they're not delivering the promise in a unique way, then there's room for improvement there. Right. So when we look at our team, and then we do it with all of our outsourced suppliers too. So in my case with shoe stores, we have wholesalers, we have all the different brands, we have all the different, you know, I have people that help me with our marketing. I have people, all sorts of different outsource. Are they in alignment with your promise? So when your promise is communicated, that's your job as the leader, by the way. Mm-hmm. When your promise is communicated to all of those people, your clients, your team, and all of the people that help deliver your promise, then things really start coming together, because by communicating that, you either attract or repel, and both are good. It's good to attract the right kind of people that want to help you with your promise, deliver that, but it's also okay to repel those that don't.
Right. Right. I love that. I've never really thought about it that way. You know, the ideal team member in the same way as the ideal client. That is great. I think that is key.
And then look at all your suppliers.
Scorecard them.
Who's your best ever supplier? Who's your worst ever supplier? Why are they your worst ever supplier? Why do you hate dealing with them, but you kind of still do anyway? Why do you love dealing with them, even if they aren't providing you with a whole bunch of stuff? But I just love dealing with these guys. They're just a great. So understand what those things are, so that when you're looking for your next supplier, you can interview them for what you love about them and what you hate about them, so that you're going to understand whether or not you want to do business and how they can be a piece of delivering your promise.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Yeah, and I really enjoy this idea of alignment, that all of these things have to be in alignment with the promise in order to hit the fifth P, which is profit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
can you go into a little more detail about that?
Sure. I mean, we kind of overstopped or overlooked the product and the process, which are also very important pieces. But going into the profit, as the owner of the business, we get in business to have a better life, right? I mean, that was our decision. When we started the business, it's like, I didn't just start the business to have a job. I started the business because I thought that there would be a better life ahead of me if I had and ran my own business. And from that perspective, a lot of business owners, you know, 5-10 years go by and they look back and they're like, yeah, I'm still working 70 hours a week. I'm still slugging it out. I'm still doing all this stuff. I feel the weight on my shoulders. I'm more frustrated than ever. Why, you know, like this kind of thing, right? And if that's the way you feel, this kind of work and working through this kind of strategy is going to free you up through some of those things, because you go back to when you started your business. That's where you start. You go back to where you started your business. And I've created a one-page planner for entrepreneurs that I'm happy to share with anybody. It's free. But it's a series of PDFs basically that that sort of guide you through this idea of what do you want out of life? Because everything I do with Simplifying Entrepreneurship is to support the entrepreneur to give them the life that they want to live. And that's why we started the business, because we wanted a better life. We wanted the freedoms of what business ownership was all about. At least that's what we thought. And then 5-10 years go by and we haven't had a chance to go back and think about that. And it's like, hey, you know what? There's a reason why you did this. So let's get to it. And you know, whether the time has gone by or not, there's never a better time to start than now. So when you take the profit, you look at the profit and you say, okay, well, what do I want more of? Do I want more time? Which means I need to have more people help out and take over some of my load, which is a big piece of the puzzle. Do I want better relationships with my family, with my spouse, with my friends, with my, you know, anybody? Because a lot of times relationships erode for a lot of entrepreneurs, because they just feel the power and necessity and need to be more involved with their business than they do with the people they love. And, you know, whether it's your health, the health is the other one. It's like, if we aren't healthy, both physically and mentally, we can't run a good business. So how much time are you devoting to your health so that you can be mentally and physically healthy, so that you can lead a better business to give you more profit, so you can have more freedom? You see how it all connects?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love this whole idea of a better life, because you said before, when you were talking about, you know, the promise, that right? And then it comes back around to for yourself. So this whole thing is so interesting for me. So let's go back to product.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So what is that all about?
Well, it's all, whether it's product or service. I mean, service starts with an S, so I use product, but basically when you get down, it doesn't matter what you do, but are your current products, especially for people who've been in business for a while, are your current products actually delivering your promise? Or are they just products or services because they always have been? We've always just done this. It's something we've always done. But if your promise has changed and your people, your clients have changed and their wants have changed, why are you still delivering that same product? Why are you still delivering that same service? So a lot of times we look at your offering of, you know, one of the things that I do is go in and we look at your offering of your products and services. And it's like, okay, what's core? Take that 80% that's core, scape, you know, just carve off that 10% that is no longer relative. And often those are ones that are, you know, established products that they've been doing forever and they think they can't get rid of, but in fact, it's holding them back. And then the job from the leader's perspective is always be looking for that 10 to 20% of things that are new, that are more aligned with the product, right? Or promise. Yeah. And so we're honing down that 80% and really making it easier to deliver. We're making it faster, cheaper, and better for our clients. We're looking for the new stuff and we're continuously carving off the stuff that's no longer relevant. And this is one of the key areas that I think is really important is that carving off. Because a lot of people aren't carving off the stuff that's no longer relevant. It's either not profitable, it's taking too much of their personal time or their team's time. The clients just don't want it anymore.
So I totally agree with you. And what is your sense of, you know, other than just not paying attention to it, but why owners and, you know, leaders don't take the time to carve off? What's going on there?
Well, first of all, a lot of them are mired down in the fires and frustrations of day-to-day activity.
Yeah.
They don't actually spend time to work on their business.
Yeah.
They're working in their business every day. And that's everything I do is taking you out of the frustrations of day-to-day fires and putting in these systems and processes and things in place so that you can enjoy a better life. And, you know, why don't they? Because they don't actually give themselves time. They don't know how to time manage. They don't slot themselves time to work on their business and look at some of these strategic things that are going to help propel them for a better future.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think any of them are, I was going to ask, like, do you think any of them are afraid to let go of a product or service, or maybe they haven't quite realized that it isn't valuable anymore?
Yeah. Or they haven't done their homework on the product because they just assume that it's, you know, it's, we've always done it. And, but they haven't dug down into the financial side of things, into the time side of things, into the cost side of things to really see whether it's actually providing, not only providing you, the business owner, with what you need, but your clients with what you need.
Exactly.
And, you know, they just say, well, it's always been that way. We've always done that, you know, and that's what I hear the most often. And it's like, well, who cares? Who cares if you always done it? If it's not relevant and if it doesn't make you any money and you don't, it's not bringing in new clients and it's not like, so why are we doing this, right? Because people get personal attachment to things that in particular that they've launched themselves down in the past. And you just feel this personal attachment as a business owner, like it's your baby, right? But sometimes we just have to disconnect with those because it's just no longer relevant. And I'm not saying we need to do this with all of our products, Diane. That's not the point. Yeah. I'm talking about like 10% type thing, right? And sometimes it's just a really big thing. And then you start adding and adding and adding and adding. You've got this great big war chest of all these products and services, but really the clients are only using, you know, four or five of them, let's say, that are truly relevant. And you're spending just as much time with all these other ones, and they're not giving you back what you need for your business. So it's time to free yourself and let go.
That's what I really like about profit being one of the pieces, because so many business, I think so many business leaders focus so much on revenue that they forget that it's really profit. It's not revenue, right? Because all kinds of revenue can come in, but if your costs are too high, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. And costs are spiraling right now, right?
Yes,
they're going crazy. So when we look at that portion of the five P's, it's very relevant right now.
Yeah.
It's very relevant to dig back down and understand and really do a deep dive into your product and service offering and understand whether or not your added labor cost, your added, you know, transportation costs and all these other things, whether you can charge enough to make it worthwhile with the profit margins that are allowed within your industry in order to make it a good thing for you. I mean, you're a business owner. You need to make these decisions for your business in order for it to survive and thrive.
Yep, absolutely. So let's talk about process. Mm. That would technically be the fifth. I mean, I know it's, you know, what?
Fourth, the third one. Yeah.
The third, right. Yeah. So go for it.
So process. So important. And again, you know, with most of the clients that I work with, small to medium business owners, most of their process, and I know we're not doing video, but most of their process, I'm pointing to my bald head, are in the owner's heads. Well, that's not helping.
Ew.
The process has to come out. And one of my coaches along the way, Ari Mizell, calls it an external brain. You have to take it out of your brain and put it into the external brain, which I like that concept. And that external brain is put it on video, put it in a manual, put it wherever you need to put it, that anyone can access the process. And think of all the processes in your business. Oh my gosh. I mean, your lead generation, your sales process, your financial processes, your hiring and firing, your marketing. I mean, all these different things, they all have processes. And until you refine those processes, first of all, you got to get them out of your head and into some sort of format that's understandable for others. But once you refine those, and then here's the key piece, assign accountability.
Ooh, wait, what?
Go figure, right? You're assigning accountability to those. You can't expect proper accountability if you don't have good process.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's crazy to me how many business leaders don't do both of those things, right? I mean, I love process and structure because it can prevent so many problems from happening. And it is always amazing to me how many people don't. And I think part of it is they start and maybe they're on their own or they have one other, two other people and everyone knows what to do. Mm. And then they just start growing.
Yeah.
And before they know it, they've grown past that, but they haven't put the steps in place to make sure anybody could pick it up and run with whatever, you know, the function is.
Things really start falling down when that happens. I have a client right now that's dealing with that, who has grown exponentially, and it's, you know, they're really having some issues right now, losing people because there's not alignment, and you know, accountability is sort of a little bit off, and you know, accountability has been assigned without process.
Ooh.
And now there's sort of like, well, you should know how to do this. I hired you and you said you knew how to do this kind of thing. But you know what, that's not the way, and you will lose people with that kind of stuff. You have to, and that's why from my side of thing, process, you know, we kind of have it sort of before people on that, because you need to understand what the processes are so that you can assign the right accountability person, because you'll never free yourself up if you don't have accountabilities underneath you that are taking over some of these things that are causing you the frustration.
Boy, that is key. Thank you so much for talking about that. I think that is really so critically important. And for me, it circles then back to the promise that you are making to your people, right?
Yeah.
So to have accountability without process, it is not meeting any sort of promise.
I'll share one other little great acronym, which was taught to me by one of my coaches along the way, and it's called the word system. A system or process, right? But the word system, and here's the acronym. A system should save you stress, time, energy, and money. So
oh
what should
gosh.
A system do? It should save you stress, time, energy, and money. And so whether it's a process or a system, that's what we're talking about. And that's the power of what it can do.
Wow. I love that. I'd never heard that before. That is really great. Wow. Boy, Pete, I love these five P's. I think this is great. And I appreciate you sharing them with the listeners. Will you also share, you know, how they can find you? What's going on with the book, you know, for sure. Everything you think they should know, please.
Well, I'm hoping to launch the book in the fall. So that's kind of where that's going. You can catch me. I'm most active on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. So Pete Moore, M-O-H-R. My website is moore.coach. So M-O-H-R.coach. And if you'd like to download the one-page planner that we talked about earlier too, you can download that at my website. So just go to more.coach. That one is, we can send the link in the, right, in the thing, but it's at simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/, which is the same as more.coach, but simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/planner.
Great. Yeah. Send me that.
I will.
Shoot me that link. Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure it's in the show notes.
Yeah.
So, both of them. So. Awesome. Well, my gosh, thank you. As I said, so much for spending this time with us. I so appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Diane.
Absolutely. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
The world's best-known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls-Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.